Hello. You guys can do that right now if you want. You can do that right now if you want. Listen to me. Hang on, Evan. Do not cover up any of the spots that need to be repaired with plywood, though. Okay? What I want you to do is, it'd be like maybe when we bring the wood, when you bring the wood on the dolly, maybe you can go across the basketball court to the truck. You see where the pickup is? We'll have the dump truck parked there facing this way, and you can come right across the basketball court. Listen, all I want you to do is put plywood from the basketball court down here to the street, right? To come along with the log down, okay?
I'm sorry.
All right, Evan.
I think you may think we're a different company, but this is Local Splash.
No, I didn't think you're a different company. I see it came up on my caller ID as Evan, Local Splash. I thought Evan was calling me. Anyway, who is this? Is this the same lady that was on the phone with doing the Facebook stuff?
No. No, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. So what's my security question? Just to make sure that it's someone from Local Splash, what's my security question?
Oh, sure, yes. I do see here it's your first pet's name.
Mm-hmm. Right. First pet's name.
Okay.
Yep. You don't know what the answer to that is, though.
I do know the answer, but that is for you. For you, the answer is for you when we try to verify you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No worries, Stephen. But just wanted to let you know this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Hang on one second. I don't understand what these guys are doing.
What do you mean? I mean,
hang on one second.
Okay.
Okay, so the best thing to do is the shortest path. Why? Why? I know, but the thing is... That's not the point, Elvin. Can you hear me out? Hear me out. Because, listen, because while you guys are doing that with the wood, right, bringing the wood out, okay, if I show up, I need to get fucking paid tomorrow. So everything's got to get done, including fixing the lawn. I got to buy topsoil and grass seed. And I want to be able to multitask. I know, I'm just saying. I already said I don't want any plywood on top of anything that's got to be fixed on the lawn. Uh-huh. I know, but don't you know the shortest distance? Don't you want to take the shortest distance between two points?
If you're doing this tomorrow, I don't even want to leave it hiding out because you already got the dump hooked up.
Yeah, but I can't haul the plywood away today. We could stack it up. But Alvin doesn't want to stack it up, does he? Oh, you want to just stack up the plywood? Uh-huh.
Tomorrow we just, from right there, we just pull it down.
Oh, yeah? So you want to come all the way in an angle from where the wood is instead of going straight to the curb. Uh-huh. That's going to be a further distance. Because all the wood is over there by the stump. So I'm just thinking that if you go straight from where the wood is to the curb and go across the basketball, you don't want to just go across the basketball court? Why? I know, but if you utilize the basketball court. Now, it's only going to rain very briefly today for about a half hour. Go ahead and stack the plywood. Go ahead and stack the plywood wherever you want to. Yep. Sounds good. Go ahead. Stack it. I'm not trying to give you guys a hard time, but I have to think ahead, okay, so that, you know, because time is money, and I've already lost a lot on this job. I know you are. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Miley gagging on nothing yesterday or tomorrow. I have to bring the stump grinder here, right? I have to bring the stump grinder in. I got a lot of shit to do tomorrow. I got another job to get to, too. And then we got to finish this one up. I was almost going to ask you guys, how you felt about maybe going and getting topsoil now in the grass seed. And maybe we could fix all the lawn damage today. What do you think? Because it's still early. It's still early. Where's my other brand new sheet? They're both there? Oh, all right. On the bottom. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to buy a whole bunch of new plywood, man. Because it just got real beat up. I might not do that, though. If I can get those fucking equipment, man, for $86 a piece, maybe instead of buying plywood for $50 a sheet, I'll spend an extra $30 per piece and get the equipment mat. Equipment mats would be a lot better, right? Well, maybe it's time for me to start trying to accumulate some. Yep. Eventually, we won't have to use plywood. You know, I'll only have, like, maybe four sheets, and the rest of it will be equipment mats. Yeah. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still
Hello.
Here.
I can't Hello? Believe you're sitting on the phone all the time. Yeah. So listen, I'm getting these emails that are saying, right, that, you know, everything is all set and this and that. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Hang on one second.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. So anyways, I'm trying to find the email, okay? It says here, great news. We're pleased to inform you that we've completed the initial steps to increase your online visibility. And these steps included completion of content and publication of your profile pages, proofing and reviewing by our quality control department of all information to ensure it is search compliant, creation of search engine placements, activations of listings for your business. Well, the Facebook thing is still all screwed up. Nothing's happening with that. I can't even grant you guys access to the brand new Facebook business page that we created yesterday, right? So, and another thing that's really weird is when I go to log into my dashboard, okay, when I go to log into the dashboard, it says connect with Google, right? When I press connect with Google, a list comes up of all the different Gmail accounts that I have in my phone, and I press the one that I know that my Google business listing, okay, is connected to, and it gives me some sort of a Google authorization error freaking message thing that pops up and whatever, and it won't even allow me to connect with Google,
okay,
to the dashboard. So there's all kinds of brick walls that we're hitting, okay, with a couple of super important things, right? And I'm getting very frustrated about it. And I don't have time, especially when I'm trying to accomplish work, chasing after the almighty dollar so that I can make ends meet, right, and try to freaking, you know, pull myself up. I'm doing worse than living hand-to-mouth right now with my life and my business, okay? And I just took a big hit, right, on this job that I'm in the middle of, okay, because I had to replace the starter for my chipper, which was $350. I had to buy two new sheets of plywood. I had to pay for the tow service to come and winch me, okay, out of a yard, right, where the ground is super soft, right, and I got trucks and equipment stuck and had to get it winched out, right? So I paid out $300 in winching fees on this job. So that means I lost, okay, between having to replace the damn starter and the chipper, buying two new sheets of plywood, right, and paying out for winching services. That all adds up to
$858. Okay, so I just lost that off of a job, right? That I was hoping, okay, to generate a $2,000 profit margin off of, or at least a $1,900 profit margin off of. You know, so I'm not in good shape right now, and I got to renew my business insurance by the 7th, right? Because I'm certainly not going to secure additional work. I have no work lined up right now except for the job I'm on, okay, other than a little tiny $300 trimming job, all right, that I'm supposed to do tomorrow.
All right. Well, yes, I mean, I totally understand that the email you've received
okay.
actually means.
So, look, confusing. So anyways, you know, we need to figure this out because I need my online presence to be conducive to me getting more calls, more job leads, right, you know, that'll turn into secured work, that'll turn into money in my pocket so that my business isn't going to fail.
Of course.
All right,
okay.
So
somehow
we need to figure out how to get past these roadblocks. I don't understand why I'm getting some sort of a Google authorization error thing or whatever popping up that's, you know, why, and when every time I try to sign into the dashboard, or when I sign into the dashboard, the thing pops up or whatever, prompting me to connect with Google, right? So am I supposed to do that or not? I don't know, because I'm not on the phone with one of you people at the time, okay? Nobody has walked me through how to log in to the dashboard properly and get through these things, okay, and walk me through and coach me on, you know, all this stuff, and help me to get past any roadblocks. And it's so difficult to get somebody on the phone at a time that's convenient for me. It seems like everybody wants to be on the phone with me from your end, okay, when I don't have time to be on the phone. The only time that I was able to be on the phone and it wasn't too inconvenient was yesterday. And I went and tried to do everything I needed to do so that you guys can have a Facebook business page of mine that you can work with to optimize and to eventually run these Facebook ads that I'm hoping are going to lead to, additional business. Go ahead and turn around. Yep, because we got to go out that way. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's tough for me to be on the phone with this craft while I'm trying to run a job, right, and micromanage freaking helpers and stuff like that and whatever, and deal with all kinds of issues and problems I'm having with a job that's not going smooth. I got tons of lawn damage over here that I got to fix on top of the fact that I had to spend all kinds. So I got to go buy topsoil and grass seed, pay my helpers and stuff and whatever to help me fix all this lawn damage, right? Which means that I got extra freaking labor to pay out and shit and whatever. So I'm taking it in the ass from 6 different freaking ways, right, on this job, okay, that, you know, I needed to make as much profit margin off of as I could. So I'm super aggravated right now. And I don't need to have all these headaches with trying to get the ball rolling and get things in gear with Local Splash, okay, you know, so that they can be doing what they're doing, what I'm paying them to do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't stay on the phone. I cannot stay on the phone with you right now. And I did not want you to call me. I wanted Evan to call me. I want to either speak with Evan or Manny. Those are the two people that I interacted with in the beginning, and those are the two people I want to continue to interact with. Manny is supposed to be my go-to guy for everything, for all this stuff and whatever that I'm telling you I'm having problems with. So when I call and ask for, you know, somebody to call me, it's supposed to be my rep. Manny is supposed to be the guy that's my guy, right, on your end. That's supposed to, I don't want to have to interact with a whole bunch of different people. I want to have a rapport with one rep, and I want that same rep to help me with anything and everything.
I totally get your point. If you wish to, just so we could address all these concerns that you have from Facebook to the Google business profile, you could tell me your availability, Stephen, and then I could schedule you a call. With
my availability is not going to be until Monday, and I don't know what time Monday. So I'll send a text through or whatever when, you know, I think that, you know, I will have time to be on the phone for possibly a couple hours with somebody with no distractions around me. I don't want to have distractions. I don't want to be on a job site. I don't want to be in the middle of doing anything at my house. I want it to be where it's 150% free time for me. Right? So, and, you know, that doesn't happen that much. Even though I'm having a tough time with this business, I'm still always busy.
Okay.
The only time I'm not busy is between 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock at night when I'm chilling out watching TV or something and doing something not that important. So if somebody wants to call me between 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there's a 2.5-hour window right there, right? Mm-hmm. So you guys are 3 hours. So what time is it there when it's 8 o'clock here? It's only 5 p.m., right?
5, yes, but we enter hours in the operation at 4 p.m., though.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so it's only 7 p.m. here when it's 4 p.m. there. So, anyways, somebody can call me on Monday, right, but I got a lot of stuff going on Monday, okay? A lot of stuff. I'm also in the process of trying to renew my business insurance. So I got forms that I got to fill out online and DocuSign and stuff like that and whatever. But I'm going to try to take care of all that over the weekend and get that all emailed in and stuff and whatever. That way the people at the insurance agency will have all that stuff in their inbox Monday morning. You know, but I may end up needing to interact with them a little bit too. And I got to go to the DMV and handle some business at the DMV, right, that I've been having difficulty doing. Mm-hmm. And I've already been to the DMV across the past week 3 times trying to handle it and whatever and running into a roadblock with that. So now I finally have all my ducks in a row, and Monday morning I got to go to the DMV. So after I get done at the DMV, I'm going to come home, and I'm going to send a text message through to Local Splash that somebody can call me. And if somebody calls me within 45 minutes to an hour after I send that text out, then I should have time, at least an hour, right, to spend on the phone with somebody. And I would prefer if Manny calls me.
Okay. Yep. I'll let Manny know about it. Okay?
All right. Great. Cool. Thank you. I got to go.
Right.
I got guys on the clock that are sitting in a truck waiting for me to get off the phone. I have to go. All right?
All right.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Have a nice day. All right. Thanks for your help. All right. Bye.